We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brian Kelly is the head coach at the Louisiana State University. He left Notre Dame for a very lucrative contract, and he got lucky.
Well, he did,
Or did he?
Well, so when he inked his deal down at LSU, mm-hmm. LSU was paying him directly. At some point, they wanted to switch where the checks were going. He's got an LLC, so they, you know, made an agreement with the regents or board of supervisors, whoever they call them down there, to change the structure only in terms of who was getting paid.
Right.
And it's his, you know, LLC that's getting paid as opposed to him directly. They failed to stop the direct deposits that were going to him directly. So he was basically double dipping. He was getting paid, his LLC was getting a check on a weekly or monthly, however they do it down there, biweekly basis, but he was as well. Kind of one aspect that I'm not hearing in this story is why didn't he notice that?
Yeah.
Or his wife, or you know, somebody else that is managing the accounts for him. But anyway, he got paid basically $1 million extra than he was supposed to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
They had an auditor go through things, and they weren't specifically looking for this,
right.
But they found it in an audit of the athletic department. They found out got paid $1 million more. So they said, hey, you know, Coach Kelly, we need that $1 million back.
Yeah.
Question I had was, now, obviously, $1 million would be really hard to hide. Somebody is eventually going to notice they're down seven digits. Have you ever had an occurrence where you got paid or received funds in some way, shape, or form by accident? And if you did, what'd you do about it? Did you keep it? Did you notify the entity that paid you and said, hey, thanks, but I can't accept this?
No, it never happened to me. I know my daughter Jessica got a check from Walsh College. She's trying to get her master's for like a scholarship that we had no idea she qualified for a few thousand dollars. So that was nice.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's nice.
But that was legit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
It just, yeah.
But no, I've never had that dilemma, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, if it happened to me, I would obviously call, you know, tell the authorities or whoever.
Yes,
the
payroll department.
Previous company, yeah.
Yeah, because eventually, as we talk about all Heather's stories with criminals, you're going to get caught. And while that's not a criminal activity, so to speak,
you're going to have to pay the money back.
Yes.
I'd rather stop it right then and there then be like, oh, a year down the road,
yeah,
you gotta owe $1 million.
And I don't have $1 million anymore.
You've already spent it.
Right.
Yes. Plus, you'd have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get those back, probably.
No. Exactly.
I've never had anything. I've been on the opposite end where I've had like direct deposits coming out of my account for things that I owed. And they've continued even after I was no longer using that service.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I finally realized that I was paying for something I wasn't using, and I got all the money back. But
okay,
I've never been paid more.
Let me ask you this. I mean, this is not a nice thing to say, but doesn't Brian Kelly seem like a guy who wouldn't report it?
Oh yeah. Well, and there's nothing in here that says, "Oh,
right,
you know, Coach Kelly brought this to our attention."
I know.
It's it. And what were the? I saw it here. The what was it? I don't remember what it was. But it was a university auditor that caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was double dipping for a little while.
Wouldn't
and
be
yeah,
so
he
nice
seems like kind of the guy that
to
yeah
not
be
realize
like, yeah
you're being paid $1 million extra. You just have so much money you don't even realize.
Right. Yeah, like halfway through the season, oh, there's 500 grand in there. Like, what's that?
Well, maybe when you've got that much money to begin with,
you just don't even look at your bank account. You just spend.
It was such a great year in the stock market. Not.
Here's the more, I think, broader question to ask. Do you check your check? Because I've had this thing.
Yes,
thing.
Heather, I check all of the time.
Heather, where a couple times last year, they didn't get it right. And it was lower than it should have been.
Yes.
And, you know, had to report it. And then it eventually got taken care of and stuff.
It's a huge hassle.
But do you check your check?
Always. Always.
Yeah, very rarely. I trust people.
You have the properties.
Well, no. Yeah. I trust people. Maybe that's a flaw. I don't know. I assume it's right usually.
When it comes to your money, I wouldn't say it's a flaw. I just would think that
bad person to ask.
It's pretty. I know it's pretty damn close to what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
all the time.
That's close enough.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to sit there and go, oh, let's see, they do with $10, whatever. I don't know.
Come on, John Odyssey.
All right, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Chris in Royal Oak here, 97 on the ticket. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. So when I was a 22-year-old kid, I moved to Boston, and I worked in a movie theater. For the first month and a half I was there, I did not get paid. The checks just never came, and I had mentioned it to the powers that be. 6 weeks in, you're kind of stuck. If you haven't gotten paid, well, what am I going to do? Find another job, and then I'm going to start this all over. So I kind of hung in there, and one morning we had a big meeting, and when people talked about, well, this is what you get paid for, I snarkily said, I wasn't where we got paid. Chris, what happened? So I explained what happened, and they immediately got me a check that paid me those, you know, 6 weeks in full. Then, about 3 weeks later, the system caught up to itself, and then paid me again for those 6 weeks. Now, as a much older man, I would not have done what I did, but at 23 years old, living in a foreign city, being broke as hell, I kept the money.
And they never contacted you? Never
they
realized?
They never said anything about it. They never said any. Now, to be fair, I also only lived in Boston for about 8 months and then moved away again, but I never heard anything about it.
Do you ever
and
want...
again, not proud. As an older man, I'm not proud about
right
it. I would never do it now, but at 22 years old, I was broke and didn't know what to do, and I just kept my mouth shut.
Were you an usher, a popcorn maker, or what did you do in the theater?
Oh, hey, man, when you work in a movie theater, you're a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
You're popping popcorn, you're seating people, you're doing a little bit of everything.
Cool.
I will say, though, you were not allowed to say, would you like butter on this? Because it wasn't. It was fake topping, and you weren't even allowed to say that.
So what were you allowed to say?
It was a really awkward moment of, so would you, the popcorn with the,
yellow stuff?
Your shoulders at them?
You want the yellow stuff?
Yeah, what if they asked you for butter? Can I have butter on this?
Well, then I was allowed to just kind of smile and put whatever on top of it, but I wasn't allowed to say it.
Yeah. Of course, they said because it was
because I would hate to lose my $5 an hour job for saying the word butter.
Right, because you couldn't say butter either. You had to say butter.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris. Let's go to Ken. You're 97 on the ticket.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
So I want to preface this by saying this goes back to 2014, and I wasn't collecting. I have a large business and a client out west that. I wasn't collecting the monthly revenue. I had somebody do it for me. And it went into the next year, and I discovered that I had received duplicate payment for 1 month. It was a large amount of money. And my experience at the business office was, let's just say they weren't receptive. They weren't very helpful. So I started with a lot of my contacts with the company and calling and emailing. I had a paper trail, and everybody was in their own little world. They were all very busy and just not interested in helping. So I just sent a letter. I said, listen, this is what I've done. This is who I emailed. This is the amount you sent me. And this is my last attempt to resolve this. And I sent it to the business office, and I'm still doing business with the people to this day. I've never heard a word.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you. And you know, you were noble. You did the right thing, and you benefited. So be it. Jimmy and Flint, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey.
Hey.
So Yeah, but hello?
Yes.
Hello.
We're listening to you, Jimmy.
Oh, okay. Hello. Okay. Somebody else is calling me. I got furniture from a furniture store back in probably the 90s. We spent like $1,800 on furniture. One thing didn't work out for us, so we returned that for $150. Well, they erased the whole $1,800 bill.
Wow. Well, you know what, Jimmy?
And
I think they're calling you now. They want your money. Yeah. You said you were getting a phone call. They're there to collect, buddy. John in Detroit, you're a 97 on the ticket. Ryan, I'm sorry. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, man, thanks. I ain't the guy was going to make it after that last call. It took a while to get started. Hey, when you're trying to be noble and moral, so that happens to me. You know, you get your gas reimbursements when you take business trips. So this one particular month, I take a lot of trips. It was about $300 back in gas. So I'm checking it. It finally pops up. It comes out to be like almost $1,000. I'm like, whoa, you know, what happened? So like the last guy said before the other caller, you know, I'm calling HR, I'm sending emails. I started to get it to the point where it was like it was a hassle for them to reverse it. Almost like one HR lady even said like, you know, kind of don't worry about it, kid. You got an extra $600. We kind of throw it under the table. But I felt so bad about keeping it that what I did for the next few trips, I didn't report the gas reimbursement till it evened out.
What a good man.
You're a nice guy, Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Heather. Hey, Heather, I love your voice on that plumbing commercial, by the way. Great job.
Thanks.
Hire her. Yeah. She'll do the plumbing, too.
No.
You guys have a great one.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ryan. 248-539-9797. We got some ticket texts on still the Brian Kelly situation where he got overpaid by $1 million. And if a similar situation, obviously not with that much money, has happened to you and what you do. Jeff in Ann Arbor says, I used to deposit my paper payroll checks into my account via ATM. The machine once mistook a 4 for a 9 and a $400 check. So I got an extra $500. They thought it was a $900, and the bank never said anything. Nothing ever showed up on my credit report, so I never said a word.
Wow.
This happened to me a few years ago. Got a pay raise in 2015. When they put it in the system, they accidentally clicked bi-monthly, but I actually get paid bi-weekly. The system adjusted it, so I was being paid a little more each check. This went on for years before it came to anyone's attention, including my own. When they caught it, my boss told me to keep it as it was their mistake.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do flooring and was doing work for some guys who do carpet. I went to turn in my paperwork and they gave me an exact check for the last job I did. I turned it back because I'd rather make more money over time, honestly. In hindsight, I should have kept it because they were shysters. Austin and his truck. My dad and I bank at the same bank. The teller accidentally gave me money from his account because I'm the beneficiary on his account. I never told him, but he ended figuring it out and called the bank, and they fixed the fee issue. Almost got away with it.
Oh.
When I took time off after my son was born, I was only supposed to get 1 week paid and the rest of the time unpaid leave. Direct deposits kept going into my account every 2 weeks. My entire parental leave was paid. Never said a word.
Awesome.
And I had a paycheck deposited with an extra $10,000 on it.
What?
I immediately called the owner of the company. He was very appreciative.
Yeah, sure. I would say so.
Let's go to Todd. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. When I first started working for the major company I worked for right out of college, I had lived in Madison, Wisconsin, and my first paycheck, they paid me my full year's salary. And I thought it was kind of weird, but we didn't have direct deposit back then, but they issued paper checks. And I had a moral dilemma, I guess. And I went to my manager and she's thinking like, I was like, hey, there's something wrong with my paycheck. And she's like, well, they didn't pay you enough. I'm like, no, they paid me too much. And I think it's wrong. And she looked at it and they paid me like, you know, my full year salary. And I guess, the payroll department had me, they were billing me for like $118 an hour. And I was on track to make like $1.5 million that year.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a hell of a first job.
Yeah.
They appreciate
it.
I was like thinking about it. I'm like, I always thought about it. I was like, oh, what if I would have kept it? But, you know, like the other people were saying, like, it would have been caught eventually. They would have probably been audited. And they're like, who's this person in Madison, Wisconsin, making $1.8 million, you know, as a graphic designer, you know?
Wow. You must be a really good graphic designer.
Yes.
Very talented. Thanks, Todd. Let's take one more. Logan in Farmington Hills. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So a few years ago, I had a birthday. Obviously, Grandma sent me a gift. It was a decent-sized check, and I it was when the mobile deposit thing was coming out where you could take a picture and, you know, it'd be deposited in your bank. Well, I did that, and for some reason, it didn't show up for a few days after. And so I was like, I think I'll just go, you know, physically deposit it into the bank. And somehow, some way, they both came out, deposited. I talked to the bank, and somehow they didn't. They never said anything, you know, that I had to, you know, refund them back at all. It was crazy.
Did they charge Grandma twice?
Yeah. Did they get taken out of her account twice?
I don't believe so. I asked her too.
Oh,
that's good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But I just found it unbelievable that you could, you know, do it on the phone. And I didn't think it, you know, at the time. I haven't used a mobile deposit since, but the one time I did, you know, just kind of crazy that they both were cleared.
Well, it seems to work out well for you. You should try mobile deposit again. Not maybe the same thing, but I mean, it worked out in your favor.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.